Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Kusha Navidar. I'm in for Allison Stewart, who's out on medical leave. As always, our March Get Lit event ended with some music. It's great. And since the novel Anita DeMonte Laughs Last is about the power of art and finding your own voice, we were really thrilled to be joined by someone who's made a career in music and spoken word poetry. Caridad de la Luz is a poet, a singer, a rapper, and the executive director of the famed New Yorican Poets Cafe. And she actually joined us for the event on the same day that the New Yorican Poets Cafe broke new ground on their $24 million renovation project on the Lower East Side. So it was a really great moment for us to be gathering together. In just a bit, you're going to hear Caridad's conversation with Get Lit music producer Simon Close. But first, here's Caridad performing as La Bruja with a special live rendition of her song, Every Oyster.
You better use your head in this world, young girl.
Just couldn't feel the song.
Every oyster in the ocean doesn't have a pearl. Hail Mary, still 14, still got my cherry. Please don't let me be less than ordinary. Grandma tells me this world could be very scary. I need to think a lot more and be a little less daring. I know she's sharing and only trying to be caring, but I can't help looking back at the guys that are staring. Be picky about what I wear, spend too much on my hair. Buy makeup I could share with my girlfriends in the stairs. But we still kids, I don't wanna be big. At Christmas time I wanna hear that Santa sent me this. Every year grandma's there to give me her kiss. I wanna live the kind of life that my mama wish. Make them proud and not piss, giving no reason to diss. In school, try my best and learn to treat myself with respect. And realize love ain't all about the sex. And feel good about having my virginity kept, amen. You better use your head in this world, young girl. Every oyster in the ocean doesn't have a pearl. You better use your head in this world, young girl. 'Cause I'm looking in your eyes and in you I see the world.
Wish I could make it rain peace, love, and happiness. Wish I could take your pain and put my joy where your sadness is. Growing up, you didn't have to say much, but everything you did left me impressed. I looked up to you. How could I resist? You were the best, nothing less than influential. Took care of school, food, clothes, and residential. God bless you for being special. God forgive me for the times I used to stress you. My mistakes were not meant to hurt or disrespect you. Been pissed at myself for being less than you expected, but the bad I've done, I've tried to correct it. Problems I faced it, time was not wasted. Negative replaced it. Now I wanna do the things to make your face light up. Walk past the old crew that made me stray from you. When I did the things you told me not to, looked you in the eyes and said it was not true. I was scared.
You better use your head in this world, young girl. Every oyster in the ocean doesn't have a. You better use your head in this world, young girl. 'Cause I'm looking in your eyes and in you I see the world. On my knees I feel pleased that I'm able to breathe. And the warmth I have for you, the coldest winter couldn't freeze. Mami, muchas gracias por darme esperanza. Aquí te traigo palabra y rosas blancas. Con cada paso yo trato de pensarlo. Usando mi cabeza, entendiendo nuestra pobreza. Y creyendo que algo bueno me espera. Virgen de regla, recibe su pela, caracole y almeja. Casi nada tiene perla. Rezo para Dios y las siete potencias. Gracias por enseñarme vergüenza y cómo respetar a nuestras abuelas y aprender en la escuela cómo usar los días de joven que me queda. Evitar lo malo que siempre enreda. Te roba lo que tiene y te dejan la acera como un cualquiera tirando la primera piedra. You better use your head in this world, young girl. Every oyster in the ocean doesn't have a. You better use your head in this.
Just couldn't feel the song.
'Cause I'm looking in your eyes and in you I see the world.
Thank you. So I guess I want to jump in by, before that song, you talked about spoken word and hip hop, and in Anita De Monte Laughs Last, Raquel is a big hip hop fan. I think the quote is, she loved art history, but she was obsessed with music, hip hop most of all. So I'm interested in your experience. Did you get into hip hop through spoken word and poetry? Was it the reverse? Are they not really separate in your mind, or?
Well, I'm born in the Bronx, still living there. And, you know, so I was born in 1973, the same year that hip hop started. And so it was, we were doing hip hop before we were told it was even hip hop. So, I mean, admittedly, inside the house, it was salsa, merengue, cha-cha, you know, all the Latin, you know, dances and music and, you know, so when I started trying to like do rhymes, I was like 14. I had started my own little girl group. It was called Vogue. Before all of that, like I was, I knew. And you know, so my first hip hop song was when I was 14, and it was called Square Pegs. So I think it's always been connected to me. But when I went to the New Eureka Poets Cafe was when I realized I was not an MC. I went with my poetry and, you know, got on the open mic. And then outside, there would be these ciphers, male-dominated, of course. And, you know, like, I remember, you know, somebody was like, you're just a poet. You're not an MC. And I was like, I'll be back. And so I came back the next month with some bars and then just started going in and ra-ta-ta-ta, ra-ta-ta. And here we are. I mean, I had a record deal at one point, but it's also, you know, male dominated. And I thought I would be escaping it by getting out of like hip hop music, you know, not really focusing my career on hip hop. Because, I mean, there was, you know, sexual harassment, sexual assault, sexual, just all kind of like always want. They were like, don't be political, you know, be sexy or, you know. Do this. I even had a reggaeton song called Mi Gatita Negra. And that was, I thought it was a feminist approach because I had a milkman, but I never showed his face, just his body. You know, I tried to do something different, but, you know, it's been a challenge. Mm-hmm. But the poetry was always my saving grace. The writing and the poetry, you know, no matter what was going on, that was the thing that always gave me a safe passage.
So in that last song you wrote in both English and Spanish. Were both languages always in the poetry and verses that you wrote? Or
You know, that was one of the things too, that at the time, you know, nobody was really doing that other than my friend in heaven now, Hurricane G. She was like the first Boricua that I heard in hip-hop that I was like, oh, we're doing it, you know. And she was a santera, and she, you know, brought in, you know, the la religión and and her beliefs into it. So she was an inspiration to me. But I always was bilingual, and that was one of the things that people were like, you know, choose. You can't do both. And at the time, it didn't seem, it wasn't commercial enough.
Do you find there are some things that you can express in one language better than the other in your verse?
Oh, God, yes. There's things in Spanish. In Spanglish is fantastic, too. I'm like, we make up some words that are so delicious. Like, if you're acting, well, está craqueado, ese tipo está craqueado. Or, you know, no te parque ahí que te da un ticket. You know, don't park there, you'll get a ticket. You know, if it's cold, we se pone un go. When it's cold, you put on un go. You know, so, yeah, it's an ever-evolving language, too. So I love playing with both languages. And I learned from the best, you know, Pedro Pietri, Tato Laviera, Miguel Algarín. You know, those were mentors to me. And inspired me immensely.
Your performer name is a Spanish word, La Bruja.
Yes.
What's valuable to you? Or I guess, well, it translates to witch, right?
It is the witch.
How is an alias valuable to you as a performer?
How is it valuable? I mean, it was a feminist choice. It was a spiritual choice. It was a political choice, cultural choice to call myself La Bruja.
I wasn't trying to win any popularity contests by calling myself La Bruja. I'm named after La Caridad del Cobre, and you know, we had an altar at home, and I just didn't understand why it was a secret. There was a botanica on every corner. I was like, why is this a secret? You know, and it was something that gave me so much strength. I was also inspired by a woman named Celina Gonzalez, who was from Cuba, and she was the first music that I heard. It was Espiritismo y Santería, and she celebrated the Orishas, and that was like the only time I really heard my name in any music, you know, La Caridad. But she had this one song, and in it she's like, ayúdame, bruja, ábreme los caminos, bruja, you know, help me, bruja, open up my journey. And I was like, wow, could I be a bruja? Like, that would be great. And I also, my parents got married on Halloween, I mean, you know. when we write, we spell, we are spelling, and I believe, you know, in the power of word, the magic that it has. But La Bruja, carrying that, it's been a badge of honor, but it hasn't been easy. You know, I've had people have, you know, always take a second look, like, what kind of bruja are you? You know, but my name is Caridad de la Luz, which means charity of the light. So I've, you know, dedicated my life to being a witch of the light and using word and arts to help illuminate truth and love. So, and you know, and it also, the kind of bruja that I am, not that I'm like doing any, you know, negative spells, because I do believe that when you do that, it comes back to you triple fold. So you're doing a disservice to yourself. You know, like, I've had people, because I'm called La Bruja, be like, can you make my man come back to me? And I'm like, if he left, let him go. But, you know, of course, being La Bruja, I've had to be fierce and defend myself and defend others, especially children and nature. I've been quicker to defend children than I've been to defend myself, you know. But the kind of bruja I am depends on you.
Today was a pretty exciting day. You just broke ground on the renovations, for which are planned to last over the next few years, I think.
Yeah, so... the New York Poets Cafe has been, you know, it's an 100-year-old building. And, you know, when I became the executive director, I resurrected it from the pandemic. It was shut down for those years. And that was crazy. I mean, I've never been the executive director. And so they were just like, let Bruja do it. They believed in me. The board believed in me. Even I didn't even believe in me. I was like, oh, my God. But when they asked me, I said, okay, you know. Well, I may not know how to do it. I just know that I will. And learned as I went along, and still was able to conduct shows in this space that if you plugged in two heaters at one time, it would blow up the house. But we were able to survive the 2 years and do wonderful performances. But now, you know, this has been 10 years in the making, this New Reconstruction. and so we've closed our physical doors, and we thought it was only going to be 3 years. We were told today that it's going to be 2 years.
Oh, great.
Yeah. But you know, a lot of people think we've closed our doors and we're done. We've been like the Big Bang. We closed the doors and we're now doing performances and programming everywhere. So go to newyorican.org and see and join us and get on an open mic. That's how I started my career, on an open mic at the New Eureka Post Cafe, you know, and look what's happened, you know.
Well, I'm going to let you take the mic back and get off the stage. But Caridad de la Luz, thank you so much for joining
thank
tonight.
Thank you. We're going to get a little political with acronyms. But this song, I remember, it was controversial because... somebody told me that this word didn't exist anymore. And then when I looked in the dictionary, there it was. I was like, oh, well, we gonna write about this. Uh-huh.
Yo,
my
G-Bo.
People.
Let's let them know.
Let's let them know, huh?
La Bruja. Let's go.
S-P-I-C, S-P-I-C.
It don't mean the same thing to me. S-P-I-C, S-P-I-C. Yeah. S-P-I-C, S-P-I-C. S-P-I-C, I see what I see. Spanish people in crisis. Speak politely, I'm crazy. Spain probably isn't caring. Statehood probably isn't coming. Separated people inevitably crumble. Start participating in culture. Strong pro-independence community. Society prefers indifference collectively. Speaking powerfully involves commitment. Similar patterns in chimps. Slander purposely impairs confidence. Surviving people's insensitive comments. Socio-political insanity continues. Speaking purposely is constitutional. S-P-I-C. It don't mean the same thing to me. S-P-I-C, S-P-I-C.
I define
my dictionary.
S-P-I-C,
S-P-I-C. Ten mucho cuidado como llamarme a mí.
S-P-I-C,
S-P-I-C. Con mi ESP, I see what I see. Still placed in cadenas. Sees Puerto Ricans in chancletas. Spiritualists praying ignite candles. Some propaganda is comedy. Stop praising ignorant celebrities.
That was Caridad de la Luz with a special live performance from the March Get Lit with All of It book club event with author Xochitl Gonzalez. And hey, that's all of it for today. I'm Kusha Navidar. Hey, thank you so much for listening, and we're going to meet you back here tomorrow. See you then.
Shoot points in pale cockroaches. So at parades including Columbus. Soy perfecta inventando caridades. Seeking past inner conquistador. Speak properly in code. Some poetry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.